The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to do something a little bit different today. We just read that great story about the 10 lepers, and there's much that could be said, but I'm not going to talk about that. I went to a conference this week, and I wanted to share with you what I learned at the conference. You may be able to go. The church paid for my registration for the conference, and I think it's something that will bless all of you as well. So I want to bring it all home, as it were. It was an ecumenical conference. So there were, the speakers were from all different branches of our church family, not just the Anglican Episcopal branch that we're used to hearing from, but Roman Catholic and Orthodox and Wesleyan and real Anglican from England. And it was very, very rich teaching because it was from so many different parts of our family. And the real blessing of it was that the different streams of teaching didn't conflict with each other, but they just meshed beautifully and added to each other. The conference was called Walk Through the Door to Holiness. The subject of the conference was holiness. And I think that's a very difficult thing to talk about, because I don't think people understand holiness very well. And so Lord Carey, who was the first speaker, he's the retired Archbishop of Canterbury. He was the 103rd, but I don't know which number our current Archbishop is, but he spoke to us first, and he's talked about the problem of defining just what holiness is. In the world, holiness is completely missing. The concept of holiness is completely missing. The world just doesn't have a good grasp on what it means. When people in the world think of holiness, I think, they either think of God in the Charlton Heston film, The Ten Commandments, that kind of holiness that is scary and other and out there. That's holiness. Or they think of holier-than-thou-ness, that sort of goody-goody, Pollyanna sort of people that are holy. And they know that we can't be that kind of holy that God is, that other, that scary, that way above humanity, and they don't want to be the goody-goody, namby-pamby kind of holy. And so holiness is sort of dismissed, I think, in the world. Christians, on the other hand, fall into the trap, I think, of thinking that holiness is, or thinking of holiness in terms of negatives. Holiness is absence of sin. Holiness is keeping ourselves away from the things of the world that are profane. It's all in terms of negative that Christians so often should think of holiness. But true holiness is a positive thing, not a negative thing. True holiness is our identity.
It's like if you grow up in a family where down through the generations, everybody's got a really big nose. It's our identity. People look at you and they say, ha, I know you are a Boswell. Or I know you are a Siebold. Or I know you are a Hargrave. Or whatever. They can see that likeness. Holiness is our family likeness. It's distinctive to us as the people of God. It's what makes us us. Holiness is not for special people. It's not for just Mother Teresa and St. Francis. It's not just for priests and deacons and bishops and popes, those ordained people who are paid to be holy. It's for all Christians. It's for everybody. In the Old Testament, God called all of his people to be a holy nation, every person. And all those laws that guided the life of the people of Israel were designed to make them distinct from the surrounding nations. God set them into what Lord Carey called the rhythm of ritual, that way of living that defined them so that people could look at them and know that they were different. And the problem with the rhythm of ritual is that when it becomes just an external thing, it becomes a tyrant instead of a good thing. And we can find that with our own rituals, our own liturgy, and our prayers that are so rich for us, but when we do them just without our hearts and only as a rote thing, they just become a law and a tyrant to us. But there's something very rich about that way of living as God's people. And that's something that the Anglican branch of our family really understands well. The important thing to understand, though, is that holiness is never about what we do. It's always something that God is calling us into. He's calling us out of his abundant loving kindness. He's always the initiator. He says, you be holy because I am holy. It's always his effort. It's always his work. It's always his calling. And we just respond. That's our part. By itself, the law was just a tyrant. It's inflexible. If we break the law in one little part, we break the whole law. 99% obedience to the law is failure. But God is not like that. God is flexible. God's purpose in making us holy is to heal us, to make us whole. He's not calling us to be wholly obedient. He's calling us to make us holy. And that's a very different thing. And that's what we call the process of sanctification, being made holy. So that was what Lord Carey said. Next was Father Hatfield. He was an Orthodox speaker. And he talked about what's called theosis, which is at the center of Orthodox teaching. Theosis is the process of becoming like God. And you can see how that relates to sanctification. The Orthodox teaching is that all that God is by nature, he wants to share with his children. Athanasius, who lived way long ago when the Creed was being written, wrote, God became man so that we might become divine. And the Orthodox teaching is that that is the essential meaning of Christ's death and resurrection. He became human because it was his desire right from the beginning when he made us that we would become like him, that we would become divine, like Jesus Christ. And John writes about that in chapter 1, he wrote, to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. We were born out of his will to become his children, like him, bearing the family resemblance. And Peter, in his second letter, wrote, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through him you may become partakers of the divine nature. That's theosis, that's sanctification. To be holy is to be divine. And more than that, to be divine is to be truly human. It's the end of our purpose as humans, what we were created to be holy and to be divine like God. And that's really important for us to understand. We were meant to become like God. Most of us don't feel like we have such a great calling. Maybe we hope that we will survive the time of our career so that we can retire. Maybe we hope that we will graduate the courses that we're taking right now. Maybe we hope that we will finish paying off our mortgage. We have so many little hopes, but we have a huge and excellent and perfect goal that is set before us and that God will fulfill in us. The next speaker was Bishop Scharfenberger, who is the bishop of the Roman Catholic Bishop of Albany. And he talked about the view of us as sinners. He started out by sharing that Pope Francis was asked once to describe himself as a person, and he did it in one word, a sinner. And Bishop Scharfenberger talked about how much of a blessing that is for the Pope to openly admit that he is a sinner, because we all know that we are sinners. It's in honestly sharing our own struggles as sinners, dependent on God, that we can truly be a help to people in the world. We're not a help to people in the world if we put on our holiness outfit and act like we're perfect. We're only a discouragement to the world. But when we let the world know that we are sinners, that without God we are completely helpless, then we can be a blessing to the world. Growing up, the bishop shared that he believed, and I think this is, as a person who grew up Roman Catholic, I think this is a particularly Roman Catholic way to grow up. He felt that being holy meant being good. Follow all the rules. You say your rosary, you go to church, you make your confessions. And if you do that, if you follow all the rules and you're good, then God is happy with you. But then he shared that after years of being good, of studying all the different schools of Roman Catholic spirituality, he realized that none of the things he had learned really made him holy. Because real spirituality, real holiness, was only grounded in humility and openness to God. He learned that becoming holy wasn't anything he could do by himself, no matter how hard he worked, no matter how good he was. And so he taught us, he shared with us, that the key to holiness is not being good. And he talked about Peter's experience with Jesus Christ at the, just before the crucifixion. You remember that Jesus denied, or that Peter denied Jesus three times. He was just about as unfaithful as a disciple could possibly be. And on that day that he had breakfast with Jesus and they were sitting around the fire on the beach, Jesus asked him three times not to repent, not to apologize, not are you going to be good now, but do you love me? And that's the key thing of holiness, to love God, to humbly submit ourselves to him, our need for him. Holiness is recognizing our own sinfulness and then letting God transform us, because we don't just stop at saying we're sinners. Sanctification means that we open ourselves up to God as sinners because we know that he can do something with that. We're sinners, we are hopeless, but in the hands of God, he can make something of that. And so we are humble with hope. And our daily connection to God, the way that this works in our daily routine is that we pray to God, not our words to him, not making our list of prayers and our talking, but letting God lift us up in him. And Bishop Schoenberger called this our daily detox. I thought that was such a wonderful way of talking about it, coming to God for our daily detox. The next speaker was Dr. Cullum. He's a Wesleyan. He teaches at a university. And the Wesleyan view is that they focus on, and you can see how this is all the same thing, but focusing from different perspectives. They focus on the fact that we were made in the image of God. And that the human predicament is this, that we were created in his image with that perfect stamp of God on us, and then it's when we sinned, that was corrupted, it was spoiled. And what happened is that our understanding was depraved. We don't understand correctly anymore. Our will was corrupted. We're not able to will good anymore. That we forfeited our freedom. We know that. We're not free anymore. We're not free to choose the good because so often we choose what we know is wrong. And the other thing that happened is that we lost our happiness. There was a joy that we were meant to have in our perfect creation that we lost. And Dr. Cullum shared with us that human beings don't just need to be forgiven. They need to be cured. What we need is healing. Not to be said, it's okay. I'm not holding it against you. It's, I'm going to make you well. I'm going to make you whole. The one thing needful for us is that we be restored into that perfect image of God. And that is the proper nature of religion. That's the proper purpose of the church, that all we do as a church to heal souls. And to become holy means to be made whole again. All those words have the same source, holiness and wholeness. To be whole is to be holy. Because when we're whole, then that perfect image of God shines out from us again. And at the last day, Lord Carey spoke again, and he talked about what's called the Messianic secret. And what that is that through the Gospels, Jesus never just came right out and said, I am the Messiah, I have come, blah, 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 and just kind of line it out. He always just showed through his life, through his works, he showed who he was rather than telling. And theologians call that the Messianic secret. And now, we as his people, the church that he formed, the children that he adopted, we are the Messianic secret. It's through our lives that the world sees God. Which is kind of a scary thing. Our lives are meant to make a difference in the world. And the thing that we don't always understand is that holiness is not for our benefit, so that we get the brownie points. Holiness is for the benefit of the world. When Abraham was called at the very beginning of nearly everything, part of the covenant that God made with him was that I will make you a blessing to all the nations. All nations will be blessed through you. His purpose from the very beginning was that through his people, everybody in the world would be blessed. His blessing is not just for his good people that sit in the pews. His blessing is for all the people out there. And that's why he's making us holy. The purpose of our holiness is so that when people see us, they can see who God is. And our message, put very simply, is this, what Bishop Scharfenberger said, to let people know that Jesus would have died for you if you had been the only person in the world. If we can let each person know that, then our holiness will have been effective. Bishop Dan, who was also there, likes to call the Spiritual Life Center a thin place, and I think that's a very beautiful term that I hadn't heard before him. I don't know if he made it up. But what he means by that, it's a place where we can see God clearly. It's a thin place where the line between heaven and earth is kind of barely there, And we've probably all been in places like that where we just feel the nearness of God. And I think that when we grow in holiness, as we're sanctified, as the image in us is being healed, as we're growing toward theosis, whatever branch we want to draw from, as we're doing that, we're becoming more and more thin places ourselves. The presence of the Spirit in us is to increase. That self that gets in the way so much decreases. It's like what John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. And as we become thin places, people encounter Christ in us more and more truly. That light shines out more and more brightly. And that's the meaning of sanctification. That's the meaning of becoming holy. It doesn't happen by following the rules. It doesn't happen by trying really hard to be good people. It happens by walking with God. It happens when we admit our sinfulness to him in all humility and let him transform us. When we make ourselves soft in his hands. It happens when we hear his words and begin to put them in practice in our lives. And it doesn't happen in a day. And it doesn't happen in a week or a year. It happens in a lifetime. This is the work of our whole lives. There's that wonderful verse, group of verses in John chapter 15 about the vine and the branches. And it's a wonderful picture of how this all works. All of our life and all the fruit of our life comes purely from our being rooted in Christ. As long as we're trying to reach out there and make the fruit happen and make the branches grow, nothing happens. But when we dig down deep into the vine, when we dig our roots into Christ, when we pray, when we spend time with him, when we keep our eyes on him and not on the things that make us afraid and not on the things that make us angry, but only on him, then his life flows through us and all those things that we want so much begin to really happen. Our sanctification is what happens when the life of Jesus Christ flows through ours and out of us into the world. Holiness isn't our work at all. It's the work of God as he heals our brokenness, as he restores us to that glory of what we were originally meant to be. To become like God isn't to be some foreign thing. It's to be the very person that we were meant to be from the very beginning. To be the most us we can possibly be. And that's such a wonderful thing. John wrote, we don't know what we will become. We don't have a clear idea what this is all going to look like. But we know this, that we will be like him. And when we're like him, we will be fully ourselves.